Did you record all that?
No. Okay.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Feral Monkeys.
Ivy Winters.
This is Ricky.
This is Waylon.
Today is still February 27th, 2013.
And it is show number 475.
Yeah, we have 25 shows until we're at 500.
That is crazy. Which reminds me, and I totally forgot
it
to say.
Reminds
it
me.
Reminds me. I forgot to say it in the last show.
Yes.
A very belated but happy congrats to Satersphere for his 100th episode. No, shut the fuck up.
I did that like 375 shows ago. I'm just kidding. Congratulations.
Yes, I caught up on the shows and we were remiss for not knowing. Or
I heard you wished you were in California. I saw that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Why?
Because it's fucking cold here and it's still snowing and has not stopped in 2 days.
I love it.
I don't mind it either, but.
Well, you work from home, so I guess you really don't have to deal with the snow too much unless you go out. Like, I had to walk in it today. That was kind of the shitty part. I hate when people don't clean their sidewalks.
Yes. When I was in Minneapolis, at least, that was like against the law.
It is here. You have to do it, but people don't do it. Yeah. They don't take it seriously. Actually, I think the meter maids should have to carry a shovel with them and do it themselves. But
like, that's going to happen. Please. Good Lord. So Bradley James is not with us today.
Still
today,
braiding his shit.
Well, last time he was learning how to braid.
Oh,
this time he's learning how to tuck properly.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know,
he's not good at the technique yet.
No, I think he heard us and liked the idea of doing the cornrows in the front and the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow using that to tie them together, like doing braids. And
right.
So I think he's trying that. Because remember, he is James LeRoy, the colored boy.
Mm-hmm.
And
they don't call him that for nothing.
That's a lot to tug. Speaking of that, did you watch the RuPaul's Drag Race where Alaska, one of the first ones, was walking around naked?
Yes. And they were like, she came in with a horse head and she had horse cock.
Yeah. That was hilarious. Yeah. Fantastic. So I feel like today is going to be majority about listeners mm-hmm. who love to contact us often.
Right.
Which we absolutely love. We've already
Wait, do we love it or do we love it?
Oh, fuck you all. But we, of course, have already discussed and we've already told him on Twitter as well. We love DeAndre. Super tweet explosion. Like he does, he live tweets his listening mm-hmm. to our show.
And we don't answer you. So
because sometimes there's no need to, because it does not matter. I think sometimes he's just commenting on like when he finally realized where Curry Crotch came from.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Cocoa and Musk.
Cocoa Butter and Musk. Your racist episode. Remember your racist episode?
It was not my racist episode.
I'm pretty sure it was.
No, it was not. So he's still,
I'm pretty sure that you said you never hooked up with black guys because it smells like cocoa butter and musk.
It was never that rude. I believe I said something along the lines of
Joe and Dallas, please confirm.
It is not my preference due to the smell of cocoa butter and musk.
DeAndre wants to know when the next live show is. Can we just go ahead and answer him now? It'll be the third Wednesday in March.
Oh, so we're going to ignore him on Twitter and make him wait two episodes to
yes.
hear this one?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's how we do.
Gotcha.
Or we can answer his questions after he's already asked them and listen to like five episodes. So
gotcha. Well, so we have RC, I think, is by far one of the originals,
mm-hmm.
at least the Chicago originals for Superfan.
Right. And he was here this weekend. I had lunch
and
with
he
him.
Was. Yeah.
And Tom.
Oh, and you were going to talk about that. I'm sorry. Go
him
ahead.
And Tom.
Yes.
We had lunch at the Rock Bottom Cafe. Is
oh,
that what it's called?
Yeah, right downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, right across
the brewery.
From the Weber. Yeah, the brewery. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any beer. I had Mountain Dew.
Mm. Did you have their mac and cheese? Because it's really good.
No, but I saw it on there. I had the It was some kind of like spicy burger.
Oh, yeah.
It was good.
They have those in a lot of the big cities, but they have one back home in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And actually, they have pretty decent food.
They had one in when I was out in Phoenix in Glendale, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, Glendale. And it just, every time I look at it, I just giggle at the name. I'm like, Rock Bottom.
Yeah. Weber Grill, I'm just not a big fan of. I've had both hit and misses, like really good experiences, and everyone else has been awful. Except I love the pretzel rolls and the cheese spread. Have you ever been?
No.
Oh.
You'd like steak place, right? So
Or burger place. They actually cook.
Well, Tony doesn't eat either one.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, they have chicken.
They have chicken.
Yeah, because okay. They actually grill on Weber Grills.
Gigantic. I always wonder why the big one's out in the corner. Like, they have a huge one.
Yeah, it's owned by Weber Grill.
Uh-huh.
But they literally, you can actually see gigantic round kettle grills that they grill on.
Is it smoky inside?
No. It's like a steakhouse. You know, they still grill on fire. So anyway,
RC likes it there.
Oh, that's good. The food. Well, of course he does, because RC loves breweries. Loves breweries.
Loves. You don't say it right.
Wait. How do I not say it right when all y'all doing is making fun of me?
Well, it's just you don't do it right. Like, if you're not into it, you don't do it right. Like, you.
First of all, I have never sounded like loves.
No, you don't say it like that. You say it. I just love. You got to do it like that.
No, because I don't say it like that.
Yeah, you do.
You make me sound like...
Listeners.
You make me sound like a gay 70s Hollywood Squares.
I'm just saying, Richard Simmons.
Oh, my God. I just got to say, I took an early lunch the other day, and I was watching Entertainment Weekly or Access Hollywood Access Live or one of those fucking things that comes on before the chew.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker was on there because he has a new DVD set, and... He was acting like a fucking fool before and thinking he was funny and breaking out in show tunes and hitting on one of the Dancing from Star guy hot dancers. And it was a circus. It was a complete and utter circus.
I think
he's on meth.
I think he invented meth.
Mm. I think
that's why everybody got skinny.
No, I think he just needs to have to be fucked.
I'm pretty... How old is he? He's like 80 or something, right?
Yeah, he looks like one of my aunts.
He's scary looking.
So anyway, our new listener that we're going to be spotlighting today, because we have like 4 emails from.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we read a review from him last time.
Yes.
Which we didn't know about. 5-star review. Which we didn't know it was him until we got one of his messages where... He basically tried to post that review 7 times, didn't think it worked, but he did. But what I do enjoy about his email, and this is CVWMS, so I think that is what, CV Williams?
Mm-hmm.
Wanamaker?
But we're going to make up our own names. He lives in Vegas, so he said he's going to see us during Pride 48 5-year anniversary.
That's right. So CV Vestibule Williams, I don't know.
Cunt vagina womans.
Womans. Gotcha. So first of all, he fucking has artwork in his refrigerator.
And are you going to put artwork in yours now?
Well, no.
Don't put the scary moose head in there because that's weird.
First of all, that'd take up way too much fucking room in my refrigerator. But I also love if you look at his refrigerator, there's nothing fucking in it besides Red Bull. Like, where's the food, dude? Where's the butter? Where's the milk? It is little bottles of alcohol.
Where's the food, dude?
And it's liquor bottles.
I don't think that's a real picture. Is that real? Is that really your refrigerator? Because that's sad. You need to eat.
Well, you said that after he ate breakfast, which consisted of chocolate liqueur and Red Bull, which I can't even think is a real...
Is that one of those drinks that are like, if you're a bartender, you're like, that's fucking nasty.
Yeah, because that's a drink that I'm not a bartender. And that's fucking nasty.
Maybe he'll have to make us one while we're in Pride 48 and we'll have to try it.
It sounds so disgusting.
Maybe it's like, because doesn't Red Bull, I've never tasted one, but isn't it like kind of fruity?
Sweet tarts.
Oh, it's sour?
Yeah, I think it's like sweet tarts.
Well, maybe it's like a chocolate strawberry or so, a chocolate cherry or something.
I guess. He says that that is artwork in my fridge. Figured I was, if I never keep food in there, you should have something to look at. I mean, it is unexpected, which it totally is. So he tried to leave us a review, which was the Ginger Bear and his disciples, mm-hmm. which we're very glad you did. And thank you. It did go through.
Thank you for calling.
Best yet ever. The only other person besides RC.
And he outdid RC.
He didn't just out outdid you.
He outdone you and outdoed you.
CV.
Winnebago.
Winnebago. Put up "Want a Big Dick, Call Josh," our phone number at Foul Monkeys, stickers at casinos.
And like four or five of them.
And he sent us a picture of the casino sign, the note. Couldn't just do one, another casino sign. So the first one was at
East Side.
East Side
Cannery?
Yeah.
Maybe like, that's not a casino. Is that a casino?
I don't know. And then the Samstown Casino. Then he did it at Boulder Station Hotel and Casino. They had a half point bingo in February. Then then after that, he did more drinking of chocolate wines, which, congratulations. Apparently, he also spent his Valentine's Day getting tested for, I'm assuming, HIV, and he was negative. Congrats. A listener in Vegas every day, alive, and... First of all, this next thing, what I don't understand is I don't think that anyone ever said that we never heard of someone leaving a roll of paper towels next to their bed. Mm-hmm. Because it does make sense if you know, for instance, like you pointed out, you can't use bleach when you need to clean up.
Right.
But that's not too crazy.
Well, I think paper towels are a little rough, depending on the brand.
Yeah, but also you can't use cheap toilet paper because that stuff usually gets stuck to the head.
Right. Yeah. No. That doesn't work out.
Use your underwear.
Or a sock, or a shirt, or the guy's face, whatever.
Right. And then he also gave another Coke cocktail called the Skinny Captain, Diet and Captain, followed with a draft beer with two cherries, a lemon wedge, and a straw equals a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever heard of that one. But definitely thank you for posting the stickers and giving us the pictures.
So we're going to need you to spread more, post more of those. But like, go to like really seedy places, like the Eagle or something,
or a nursing home.
Yes, do that.
So, other listeners, if you're feeling to be,
if you want to outdo him and place it in five places,
I do enjoy. Not only did I like the fact that he took a picture of it to prove that he did it, I also liked the fact that he took a picture of the outside of the building, so we knew where it could be found.
Because don't make us go there and look for it.
Sadly, no one is called,
or cares. Want a big dig.
Also, CV Westchester Manchester Salvation also sent he found us some one star review. It's been a long time since we've done that,
right? Because none of you fuckers have bad shows.
Love the fact that his email started off with, "So I've really gotten back into listening to podcasts, and of course I had to seek you guys out first."
Not second, not third.
First. Kudos on the new, to me, layout. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Everyone should go to the new website. And kudos on continuing to keep my interest. You're very welcome. We try very hard, especially for yours. Fitzwilliams. upon seeking out others, I came across your favorite one-star reviews. The following are all from the same podcast at who at one point... I thought were your serious rivals. Mm-hmm. We're not going to tell you the name of this podcast. We want you to guess. And we may choose to confirm or deny, but we will not tell you. We want you to guess.
Well, one of these we can't read because it gives it away.
Which one?
Oh, no, never mind. That was his comment afterwards. Go ahead.
Gotcha. So the first one. I'll read the first one. You can read the second one. The first one says, "By a former longtime listener," and this is actually new, which kills me. February 11th, 2013. Wait. Where's the rest of that? That makes no sense. Shouldn't there be more of this? And credit grabby, they should treat their guests with more respect on and off the air.
Oh, I don't think you got the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, that wasn't as funny. But yes, that was a one-star review.
We have one. I'm not going to say who left them.
That's fine.
This is in October 2012. Used to be a great show with two really down-earth people. Now they are charging listeners.
You're going to get it now.
And have giant egos.
Oh, gosh.
Not as good as 4 or 5 years ago. Also, the hosts have become rude and obnoxious to listeners.
Why is this under comedy? By the Sith Lord Shady, because I think that's a perfect name to call out, so I'm just going to do it.
But can you say it again like you think he's saying it? Because that was fun.
Why is this under comedy by Sith Lord Shady? And why are they so, how do I put it? How do I put this? Flamboyant.
Flamboyant.
Flamboyant. I'm sorry.
And why are they so, how should I put this? Flamboyant. Give me my gray poop on.
You want to poop on me? What?
And then the last one. Let me read it and maybe I can do a voice.
Okay, we'll see.
Do, 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 do.
The only people more... Is that vapid?
Yes, it is.
Okay. The only people more vapid and shallow than these hosts are the guests they somehow manage to book.
Titled Annoying and Shallow.
That's one star.
So thank you for the one-star reviews. It has been a very long time.
Mm-hmm. You guys find us some one-star reviews. It doesn't have to be shows that we listen to, or
I think at this
even
point,
in our
at this point, if you miss this, we don't. It could be like, you know, Steve Carell's podcast, which I know he doesn't have one, but mm-hmm. I just pulled the name out of my ass. That's fine. That's fine.
Or like find the like 17-year-old like nerd that's playing video games and like. I don't know. It talks about like beaten off on his Atari or something. I don't know.
I'm not all about you leaving one-star reviews anymore.
No, don't leave them.
For other people to, for us. No, because that's, you know, that's rude. But, yeah. And so he was doing all this while he was eating Sonic and listening to our Sonic episode.
And I am not proud to announce that there is no building started on the Sonic. So it's not close to being done. And I don't think it's going to be done this summer. It got really quiet here.
Yeah, the heater turned off and I was trying to look at...
Wait, you have your heater on with all these windows open?
The windows aren't open.
What? That one?
The back door. Open. Oh, the back door's open. Oh, because the kitchen was hot. Making you your fried chicken.
I smell like it.
I'm sorry. And I was reading this last email from... CV Worms, that's really long on reading
he
it.
He almost has a run for his money with Anne Marie.
Yes, I love her. Hers are fascinating. Granted, I love his as well, mm-hmm. but hers are like actually thought-provoking slash usually end in some ridiculous question. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Again, he sent us a picture of what he was drinking. Teddy bear.
Zing!
And so I tried posting on Facebook, and it wouldn't let me. The universe hates my drunken ass right about now. Anywho, here was the one-man conversation show. Enjoy. Hi, it's me, a listener from Las Vegas, alive.
Wait, before you go into this, you could always call 206-984-3685. That same number that you posted at four casinos.
It's a real number.
Actually call that number.
That legitimately is our number.
And you can even call it even if you don't want a big dick.
And actually, you should call it when you're drunk.
Right.
Especially if you can't tweet, leave a review, or post on Facebook. I guarantee you those voicemails are welcome.
Right.
So, hi, it's me, a listener in Vegas every day, alive. I'm officially a stalker. First, it was email, then it was a phone call, and now it's Facebook.
We got a phone call. What? No phone call.
I don't think so. As Jerry Blank, Strangers with Candy, would shout, I've got something to say! First off, I can't miss another episode, so I don't have to rehash old news. But I had a thought in regards of your cologne suggestions. Cologne rhymes with alone, and like the seasons, they have to change. I wore Fahrenheit forever until one day in this Vegas heat, I swore I smelled like cracked black pepper. So I axed, in quotations, that scent. Now I use for winter Tommy Hilfiger and Hugo. Alternative, Dolce & Gabbana.
I like Dolce & Gabbana.
Spring, Happy & Candies. Alternate.
Love Happy.
Armani Code, which I'm sure is probably Code or something. Mm-hmm. Summer, Issey Miyake, which is what I wear every day, and Acqua Di Gio, which is what Bradley wears. Alternative, FC UK. Fall, Lucky You, and Chrome. Alternate, Boss 6. But never forget the good old classics like CK1, not CKB, or Curve, not Kurt Crush, Wave, Connect, Soul, or Chill. Jesus.
There's a lot of curves.
Yeah. Do you have like a smell problem? Because there's a lot of fucking, you sound like Ricky. Don't you have like this many
I
clones?
Have a lot of, most of the clones he just named, you have all of them.
The ones I never want to smell again are Contradiction, Cool Water, and Polo Blue.
Agreed.
Do you remember Dakar? Yes, because I still think it's in my grandma's closet from when my grandfather was still alive. Now that I've gotten that out, back to drinking. But speaking of cupcakes, have you ever tried Zing Vodka? It tasted like red velvet cupcakes. That's actually
Do they have
good.
That here?
I don't know. But we do have several that taste like that, though. Ta-ta for now. And yes.
Oh, you missed the...
Oh, P.S., by the way. Yes, all of my communications have pictures. That's hilarious. I am from the good old show me states, just living in a city full of sin. Ta-ta for now. And yes, I will stop stalking posting. Please do not.
Don't.
Side note, however, I've never seen a pic of you guys till now, and I was totally taken aback.
Oh, God.
Your voices sound nothing like you look. Not that that means anything, but I had the O face for a good 2 minutes, and then I took a sip. I don't know how I feel about this CV worm.
Is that like a backhanded comment, but not really a comment? It's just really backhanded?
Yeah, because...
What are you trying to say? Like, our voices suck and we're cute, or we're ugly and our voices suck?
Well, you probably thought that Bradley looked like a big old bear because he has the in black. He probably thought that I was some skinny twink that sounds super flamboyant.
Because you love everything.
And you probably look like Ursula.
For a fortunate soul.
You look like the sea hag.
So
since you send communication with pictures, I want you to send three pictures and our names on what you thought we looked like.
Oh my God, this is going to be hilarious.
I want to see the closest thing you could find, whether or not it's a person you found on Google Images, a famous person, something.
All I have to say is I better have fucking teeth in the picture. I might be fat as hell in the picture, but at least have some fucking chompers.
With your southern accent, he might have thought you looked like Paula Deen.
She's skinny now.
Well, true.
She's like super skinny. I'm skinny, y'all, but I still eat butter.
So speaking of another super listener, we actually have an email from Anna Marie.
Oh.
Anna Marie. But guess what? It is literally 4 words long.
You know what? I think she had a seizure and she wasn't able to finish her thoughts.
And she goes, ah, somehow I miss the what disease would Ricky be question. I hope you're still taking submissions, and every day we take submissions on how to cure the gingivitis. The rickets, that's okay. Gingivitis, yeah, that's a pretty...
I hear that like 12 times a day.
And since he was missing for a couple episodes, gonorrhea.
I'm gone because I have diarrhea.
There you go.
There it is.
Gonorrhea. Yeah, that's the heater.
Dang.
And then we have one last email. One last email.
One last email.
And there's a new song right there.
One last email.
Listeners, if you like it, let us know. If not,
I dreamed a dream.
It'll probably never happen again. Why are you channeling me now that I'm usually the one that's singing?
I don't even know that song.
You don't even like, you don't even know show tunes. You don't like them, really.
That's from like that show Ricky Martin's in.
No.
Yeah, totally is.
No, he was in Evita.
Yeah.
That was from Les Mis. Well,
whatever, it's all the same. They're both from France.
Wow. Now you're just being an asshole. But this is from listener Jay, who... communicated with us through the website.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you. But several days ago, I listened to one of your podcasts where your guests have their own podcast dealing with reviewing games. And I think it's because we read maybe a tweet or something, because we really haven't had any of them on. He would appreciate you if you would let me know the name of that podcast, because he wants to find it before I deleted the podcast. Thanks. I've been listening to Foul Monkey for several years. The Game Night Guys. Simple as that.
Oh, okay. GameNightGuys.com. DeAndre just had me laughing at a tweet he just sent out.
Uh-oh.
Because of Foul Monkeys, I feel myself saying doinger a lot. Hashtag fan of medium-sized doingers.
Oh, and DeAndre.
DeAndre loves a chunky white boy.
Is that why? So why do you like medium-sized doingers? Is it a better fit? And where does it fit?
Right. Where does it fit?
Just let us know. Let us know. I mean, you are.
Yeah, I think he came to Chicago for his birthday.
Oh.
Like, yeah, he was here for his birthday.
You are, a starving student, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get to,
well, the bigger it is, the more money you make, honey. I love the word doinger. That's why I can't not wait until it's like 60 degrees outside. So all we see is doingers bouncing everywhere in people's shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
Yep.
And let me tell you, dodgeball.
Oh, I bet.
Some of those straight guys
I bet.
Don't even know what's happening, which you would think they would because all the gay guys are like, there's this one guy, looks like Jason Bateman, cute, hot, big old doinger in his doinger shorts.
Wow.
Like, I couldn't take my eyes off of it. And Tony was there. But whatever, we're not dead. I mean, I can't help it if it's like right in my face.
No. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you started up on the horror apps and hitting on these people, that's different. But I think there's been many a time where I've looked at Bradley and it's like, I would do about anything to see that naked.
Right. I think there should be a Doinger Shorts app that all they do is produce like short videos of their doingers bouncing up and down in their shorts.
I'm sure there is something because you already do your secret CTA crush pictures.
People
and
think I'm
them.
A freak, but whatever.
You kind of
some
are.
Some of those guys are cute, though.
Some of them.
And I don't know. I just, well, the guy that runs it, because it was passed on to him, he asked me if I wanted to do it, like if I wanted to take over the website. And I was like, I don't have time to do that because I already have my own website to take care of. But somebody else is taking over it. So it's just, keep
going.
I
love that this is like a crowdsourced Twitter.
It is. Like everybody responds to it. I love it. Mm. And it's just. And there's been some women on there, too, like straight guys and women, which is weird. But
I did not take a note for this episode, but I really think that it was all just listener
mail. Y'all, I need a new assistant.
Really?
Yeah, I need a new assistant. Michael on the South Side, do you want to come do notes for us when we do a show?
You could just record at your house with him.
Or we can go downstairs and use the professional.
He could be your new co-host because I quit.
You ain't never going to quit me.
Oh, you wait until I do. But yes, we also we do have a new listener, which actually a lot of people met in the chat room of the last live show. But Mr. Mark, he lives below us and has been listening to our show. And he was really sad today because he really thought that we were recording a live show. Didn't realize that we only do one once a month.
Yeah, and we do once a month because it's kind of, it's not hard. It's just things change and, sometimes we can't make it on time. And
yeah,
so it's just fun that way because it makes people be there.
Well, I think the difference is the, through Pride 48, there are people waiting, doing something before, could be waiting after for us to release the feed. So it's not like we can just do it whenever the hell we
want. Sometimes we can, but we
sometimes
don't.
Yeah,
we don't. No. That takes effort, and we don't have that word in the show.
Well, it's not only that, but when you've spent half the shows not here, and you're the only person.
Wait, are you turning this back on me?
Yeah, we would.
I don't understand why everyone's so upset.
I don't think anyone is upset. Let me get that straight. Seder,
what are you
Seder,
saying?
Are you upset? Are you upset, Seder, when Ricky's missing?
Excuse me. There have been some personal texts and tweets saying something's just not right. And I might have sent it from my iPad.
I know.
To
it's
myself,
like to yourself.
But whatever.
Right. Anyway, I forget what we were talking about. We can't do live shows without you because we don't have the software. Granted,
because
I'm sure we could talk about how to get it on Bradley's.
No, you can't.
Oh. well, I guess we're going to be dependent upon
you. Yes, you will.
And we'll see.
Like always.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to tell Bradley that he is not doing any prep for the rest of the month. Oh, wait. This is the last of the month.
Yeah. Okay. For the rest of the month. All of March. You all heard it.
For all of March. No prep. No prep. We are just going to show up and be like, Ricky, what do you want to talk about?
Let me talk about how I have two co-hosts that remind me of...
Careful what you say.
My two boyfriends that I'm getting married to.
Uh-huh. Isn't that sweet? Bullshit.
What if you're like getting married on the ship or whatever? And I'm like, no, he's mine.
Well, first of all, it's a symbolic ceremony. So
whatever, it'll still
there will be no part of the ceremony that says
the same outcome.
Is there someone here that blah, blah, blah? No, no.
I would love to do that.
If you did that, I think both of us in unison would probably say, sit the fuck down, Ricky.
Yeah. And then I would be like, okay.
Remember, there are going to be two drag queens there. And if you even step on our day, there will be heels in your eyes. Because one of them is his drag mama.
I still think Brad should be in a dress, but whatever.
No.
Yes.
He is not wearing a dress on our wedding day.
Yes.
No. He Why? Just wore his first dress in public. You know.
He walked there in public?
Yeah, with his... I went ahead of them to save our seats, and he walked with his drag sister in heels in the snow in full makeup and wig from our house. They even walked past people. People did a double take, and they're all like, hi! And apparently, and I'm sure Bradley will correct me that I'm telling this story wrong anyway, but there was some guy in a cubbyhole smoking a cigarette who literally was like, oh, hey, are you guys going to the call? And they're like, yeah, see you there. Because he was going there too, I guess. But yes.
That woman has some broad shoulders. I want to see Brad dress up like B. Arthur in like really high shoulder pads. Mm. That would be awesome.
Did you see him without the makeup but in the wig and in my Elvis jumpsuit?
I don't think so.
Because I told him this totally will have to be his, he'll have to wear this, but when he's in face and everything, but we had him, I had him try it on with the hair and stuff to see how it would look. And I think that actually it would be a really good look as a drag queen with the heels and the sequence belt and the earrings.
He just needs to like do something with this part, but yeah, that would shave be hilarious.
And just shave and just contour the tits
fake
in.
Boobs.
Yeah, but he's
why does he have woman hips?
And that's weird. Real. There is nothing. He's not padded or anything. That's what kills me too. Yeah, he does look like a woman in that. His curviness.
Does he have clip-on earrings?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's. I don't think he's wearing his shapewear in that either. I think that's just his curvy no ass self.
Mm. That was,
but even this one, he looks like a mermaid cut in his hips.
I love those lips.
Oh, Amanda Lynn.
Fuck me.
I think Amanda Lynn will probably be at Pride 48 because Joey's already asking for like a Dreamgirls review with him being the third with Donna Sugars and God, what's Joey's? Medea, whatever.
By the way, you can't motorboat my tits. Oh, I will.
In case you couldn't hear, Bradley came in to get a beverage and said, no, Ricky, you can't motorboat my tits.
And I will.
Oh, and he will. You'll get makeup all over your face.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, he all foundation and shading.
I saw your cleavage was drawn in. Yeah. That was cool.
But it actually looked kind of real in person.
It did. Well, it looked real in the photo.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we're out of here. I think we're, are we going to talk about anything else?
Hi.
I don't think so. No.
Amanda Lynn, what do you think?
Bye.
So, no, our next show will be recording the first week of March.
Day after my birthday.
You have already, we'll still have some episodes to listen before then. We'll still should be recording live the third Wednesday unless something changes, since that is, I believe, around St. Patty's Day, but it's not like we celebrate.
It will be uno momento. What's happening behind that chair? Because that's weird.
He was adjusting his tucking braids.
That is March 20th, and I work early that day, so we can start as early as possible.
And 1 month from tomorrow, I turn 34.
Not quite sure anyone cares.
Not right now, because your birthday is still to happen. Technically, this is your birthday show.
Right. So, are you going to do it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ricky. Happy birthday to you and many more.
You forgot. You're pretty.
And you look like a whore. You think you're pretty, but you're delusional.
That's even a rhyme. All right, we're out of here. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Ricky.
And I have a wish list.
Oh, my God.
On Amazon.
Wait, is this the first time this year he's asked for something?
It is.
Because. We've already gone through that. Mm-hmm.
That's an old joke that was told last episode that you weren't here on.
So, yes, you have some homework. Remember from the last episode, if you have not done it, we're still expecting it. We need your pictorial braids. Interpretations of what Bradley's braided, weaved out junk and or butt hairy butt hair. Crack looks like. As well as we need some more pictorial pictures of both the sticker with any big dick. Call our number 206-984-3685. At Josh.
Yeah, hashtag or Josh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Or and we also need photos of from CV Williams or Wims or Worms
or
what you actually thought that we as a cast may have looked like.
Now, if other people, if other people want to play along, but here, let me get this fucking straight. Other people, I don't want you to think you think you're fucking funny and you're going to send something in that you know is going to piss us off. Legitimately. When you heard our voices before you saw our picture, what you thought that we looked at by our voices.
Like, if you're going to send a picture of me and you totally send me a picture of Brad, I'm going to be fucking pissed off. Right, I don't even look like him.
So, RC, don't be an asshole and send us pictures of like,
hair.
And send us pictures of like, you know, toothless hillbillies, because I know you didn't think that. Granted, I also know that you thought that, in, if I remember correctly, that I was Bradley. Or Bradley was me in the picture because you thought he sounded like the hairy bear. And
right.
Instead, it was the other way around. But definitely, China Vagina Williamson, we want to know.
China Vagina.
We want to know what you thought.
Yes.
And actually, do we know what he looks like?
Mm-mm. No. So you can send us a picture because we're going to find out what you look like at Pride 48 anyway.
Yeah, send us a picture. So, we'll send you cock pics of James LeRoy.
Okay.
He's not
or a mandolin.
Yeah, we'll send you cockpits of a mandolin. But he's not on the show to, you know, rebut any of this. So it's going to happen.
Right. All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Waylon.
We'll talk to you. And happy birthday to me. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.